happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour, last half hour of today's show here on this Wednesday, February 18th, 2026 edition. A couple of books that have come up recently. Patrick Kobach's book, The Coup of 2020. What happened and what can we do about it has basically stood the test of time. This actual fact-based scientific analysis done by former state senator, gubernatorial candidate Patrick Kobach is absolutely standing the test of time. Lot of recent news stories coming out about what happened in 2020. Well, guess what? They are completely justifying and proving everything that Pat Kobach said in his book. Well, Patrick Kobach has also come out and has endorsed another book that basically not only validates, substantiates everything Kobach said, but also says that it is not only happening in America, but happening in other countries around the world. Patrick Kobach says, I've been promoting this book for quite some time. I said plainly, if you only have the time to read one book on election integrity this year, read the book Stolen Elections by Ralph Pezzullo. I state this despite the fact that I wrote a book called The 2020 Coup, What Happened, What Can We Do? Has stood the test of time and has been proven recently in news stories about election fraud in Fulton County, Georgia, and other locations around the country. However, what's the difference? Well, Stolen Elections is based upon insider testimony. My book, The 2020 Coup, was written as an outsider looking in. Well, going on, Kobach says, I genuinely believe this is the must-read book for the first half of 2026. He also quoted another person who reposted Kobach's post, Ashdawn 21. As a Korean, reading this book made me realize even more clearly that rigged elections are just not happening as an American problem. I'm convinced Korea has also suffered from rigged elections. And now I'm starting to think, after reading this book, that the whole world needs a serious global investigation into election fraud. So again, the book Stolen Elections, The Takedown of Democracies Worldwide. The author, Ralph Pezzullo, P-E-Z-Z-U-L-L-O, New York Times best-selling author. If you want me to text you a picture of the cover of the book, text me S-E, Stolen Elections. I'm going to take a picture of this post right now by Kobach, and I'll screen shoot it and store it in my phone. S-E, Stolen Elections, The Takedown of Democracies Worldwide by Ralph Pezzulu. And one of the things that is kind of interesting, all of these Democrats, all of these people, Hillary Clinton, everybody, why are we rehashing 2020's election? Why? Why is it that these conspiracy theorists are still pushing this narrative about the 2020 election? I'll tell you why. We don't want this to ever happen again in this country. Period. End of story. If we don't expose what happened, it could happen again. We're not going to allow it. We are going to hold these people accountable, and we are going to make sure that this never happens again. We want this to be fixed once and for all. As we head into this year's midterm elections, we want to make sure that these clerks are fully aware of everything that is potentially happening with their equipment, with the software, all of it. Because I got to tell you something, folks. We have to absolutely make sure it never happens again, ever. So I'm going to fix this picture right now, save this into my phone, create a file folder, S-E. Text me S-E and I'll send you a picture of the cover. I believe this election in Michigan, the most important election of our state history for the state of Michigan. Not talking about presidential elections. I'm talking about midterm elections for our state. First time in over 100 years, we have open seats for governor and U.S. senator. We're also electing a new attorney general, a new secretary of state. State senators, state reps are all on the ballot, even Congress. This election, folks, is going to determine the direction of this state. If Jocelyn Benson or Mike Duggan end up being the governor of this state, we're going to be California by next year. Mark my words. This is critical for you guys to make sure you explain to everybody you got to be engaged in the August 4th primaries and the November 3rd general election. We cannot sit this one out. Now, again, I want to mention the website, which is a database. I had Drew Bourne, the founder of 10xvotes.com. Text me 10x. I'll text you back the direct link to Michigan. Because if you go to the website, 10xvotes.com, they not only have low propensity Republican voters for Michigan, but they also have them for other states. You need to click on the website. You need to click on Michigan. I've done that. I've already stored it in my phone. All you have to do is send me 10X, and I'll send you back the direct link to Michigan. When you open it, it's very simple. You put your information in there so that you get access to the database. If you click Michigan, they want to make sure that you're a Michigan resident. your name, your email, your phone number, and what county you live in. What you then have to do, and this is very, very important, simply look up 10 of your friends that are in your phone. People that live in your township, people that live in your county, people that at a bare minimum live in the state of Michigan. Maybe you got relatives downstate. You're not even sure if they are voting in the elections downstate. You put in their names, you put in their city, you look them up, and they look at their voting history. This is not the qualified voter files. I want to make sure that point is clear. This is only the history of their voting. Have they voted in all the last few elections we've had going back a few years? Or did they skip a couple? Did they only vote in the presidential elections? 2016, Donald Trump defeating Hillary Clinton. 2020, Trump versus Biden. 2024, Kamala Harris, who replaced Biden, running against Donald Trump. But they didn't vote in the midterm election. Were they part of the 1.7 million Republicans that didn't vote in 22? Which basically gave the Democrats a run of the table, won the Supreme Court, won the governor's reelection, Secretary of State Benson, Attorney General Dana Nessel, and in 40 years took back the majority of Michigan State Senate. Republicans held the majority from 1982 until the 2022 midterm election. They lost it by 2 seats. They lost control of the House. Well, you can look up people in your phone. And if you find out they didn't vote in the midterms, send them a text. Hey, I just checked on this 10X Votes website. You didn't vote in 22. The primary is August 4th this year. The general election's November 3rd. Dude, you need to get out and vote. Or pick up the phone and call them. If they hear from you, a friend who has them stored in their phone, they'll mark their calendars. Don't call strangers. Call or text your friends. Text me 10X. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people, and even our pets, have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana, and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
On board a westbound 747.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. A couple of you guys, Chip, texting me both SE for the picture of the cover Stolen Elections, the takedown of democracies worldwide, Ralph Pezzulu. Best New York Times best-selling author. Patriot Pat, listening in downstate, has it on his desk right now. Says it's a frightening read. Venezuela, Korea, all over the world. Smartmatic, all of this technology that they put into these stupid machines. And Governor Rick Snyder, after the 2016 presidential election lost by Hillary Clinton, who he endorsed over Donald Trump for the first election, May of 2017, went on a fact-finding mission with then Secretary of State Republican Ruth Johnson. And where did they go? China. While there, signed a contract for voting machines for the entire state of Michigan. Made a contract. I talked about it at the time when the story was covered from MERS News Service back in May of 2017. I remember this clear as a bell. Rick Snyder and Ruth Johnson committed our elections to using these machines made in China and with China parts and components, as well as other technologies from Venezuela, all over the world. Now, what they did is they sold it multiple choice clothes. They reached out to every county, 83 counties in the state of Michigan, and said, you have a choice of three different hamburgers. Hamburger A, hamburger B, hamburger C. Instead of hamburgers, it was voting machines. You can choose from Dominion, ES&S, or Hart. Here's the breakdown of the three machines. This is the differences in what they do. You decide for your county what machine you're going to buy. They rammed it down our throats. Rick Snyder and former Secretary of State Ruth Johnson did it. Well, The machines were bought and paid for. Counties had to reimburse the state for the purchase of the contracts on the deal they signed on that junket to China. Facts, people. May of 2017. Google it. And when they came back and pitched the county clerks to buy these machines for their townships, it was right before the 2018 governor midterm elections. And who won in the state of Michigan after these machines got installed in the 2018 elections? Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, Attorney General Dana Nessel. Now, don't get me wrong. I pinched my nose and voted for Bill Shute, President Trump's endorsed candidate, to be the next great governor of the state of Michigan, Bill Shute, on his Twitter account post back in the day. Didn't even know how to spell his name right. Didn't even know who the heck he was. Just to add another retirement plan to his financial portfolio. Do you know Bill Shute has more government elected position retirements than any other elected official in the history of the state of Michigan? Did you know that? Former judge, former state rep, former state senator, former this, that, whatever, attorney general. He's got a arm length long list of retirement plans that pay him every single month. He just wanted another one for being the governor of the state of Michigan. Got his butt kicked by Whitmer. Well, guess what? It was because they used these machines, exactly described in this book. Stolen elections, the takedown of democracies worldwide. Text me SE. I'll send you the cover photo and you can get the book. Let's see. Others that are doing it. Oh, yeah. 10X. That's the other thing. Rod's piping in this morning. Until these perpetrators are put in front of a firing squad, nothing will change. Well, I don't know about a firing squad, but I know Pam Bondi and others are looking into what they did. And that's why the Democrats are freaking out. 10X, Scott in Lansing. Okay, here's another one. Asking me for the book, so we go with picture first. Click, boom, bam, and 10X. I haven't set this up in auto reply yet. I'll do it after the show, folks. So bear with me. I'm manually doing these right now as I'm speaking to you on this microphone. So there you go. And the link I sent you guys should open up directly to a sign-up form. That sign-up form is for the state of Michigan. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot
Thank
Voice
you for
Radio
listening
Network.
To your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble. Road